This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. It's time out for sports. Races took place this weekend in Alamance County in defiance of the governor's executive order against large crowd gatherings. Some professional sports have proposed pay cuts for players. Some colleges are cutting back on some sports, and the NBA looks to be on track for a comeback. With me to talk about these topics on this edition of Time Out for Sports is Langston Wirtz Jr., a veteran sports writer for the Charlotte Observer. Hi, Langston.
Hi, Gwen.
Well, Langston, let's start off with this. That sound from the Ace Speedway in Alamance County near Elon, where last weekend and this weekend, a few thousand fans watched races and most did not have a mask or practice social distancing. Langston, how are they allowed to go on?
They had 2,500 people there this past weekend. And the track owners decide they're going to go on with the races, you know, and basically not adhere to the rulings. And they're saying, you know, do what you will. And they did it 2 weeks ago and they did it this past week. So,
But I'm saying the local officials, law enforcement, they did not come in and shut them
down.
Yeah,
they're just saying there's just not enough of them to enforce it with so many people there. That's what they said both weeks. There was just too many people to try to enforce it.
Okay, well, let's move to Major League Baseball and pay cuts. They are proposing pay cuts on a sliding scale, with the highest paid players getting the largest cuts in pay. But minor league teams across the country, like the Charlotte Knights, are also experiencing pay cuts and layoffs. Update us on this.
You know, baseball's not having as many games, and they're going to have to, there's less money coming in. The owners just don't want to go into their pocket and pay it. And I understand it, but the players also feel like they need to get paid for what they do. And at the major league level, the salary cap's about $4 billion. And the owners want to do an 82-game season, which would drop the cap to about $1.3 million, I think it is. The players today came back with a different proposal to expand the season to about 120 games, which would push the World Series past Thanksgiving, which is crazy. The regular season would end on Halloween. And they proposed $2.8 billion in salary, so much less reduction from what the owners had proposed at 1.3. And that trickles down to the minor leagues as well. I mean, everybody's got to take a pay cut because they're playing fewer games. And the question is, you know, how many games are we going to play? Obviously, the players want more, the owners want less, and I guess they'll meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, and it's not like talking about the minor leagues that they're making a lot of money, maybe $300 or $400 a week to begin with, and they're working, many of them, two jobs just to try to make their dream come true of playing in the major leagues.
Definitely going to be a pinch felt a lot harder in the minor leagues. I mean, it's like everything else in society. You know, the bottom always get hit the hardest, and that's definitely going to happen in minor league baseball. And for some of them, unfortunately, may mean the end of their career. They have to choose, you know, family over baseball.
Right. And the pandemic is also affecting soccer, with pay cuts announced last night for players there as well.
Yeah, same deal. You know, fewer games being played and owners not wanting to eat the cost. There's not as much revenue coming in, so that has to be hit somewhere.
Also along those lines, because of lost revenue during the pandemic, some North Carolina colleges have cut sports. Who are some of them and what sports are getting hit?
Yeah, East Carolina's cut sports, Appalachian State's cut sports, Furman cut baseball, women's soccer being cut in some places. So it's the same deal, Gwen, as with the professional league. There's just less revenue coming in, and these schools are just trying to figure out how to meet their budgets. But it's definitely going to be something to look at moving forward. And, you know, how does that trickle down into the high schools? You know, how many, you know, kids are going to play those sports, don't have scholarships, if that were to continue?
Well, speaking of high school sports, June 8th is when private high school sports are set to come back. Do you think CMS is going to follow that as well?
I don't know. The state is saying they're trying to target June 15th for return to high school sports, but that was really dependent upon whether or not North Carolina's coronavirus numbers is held steady. The private schools have a long list of precautions they're taking. You know, so many people can be together inside. So many people can be together outside. You have to always work out in the same pod. You have to bring your own ball. Two people can't touch the same ball. You have to bring your own water bottle. You cannot take your shirt off. The public schools, including CMS, are going to follow the same types of protocols if and when they do come back.
Okay. Well, before we go, let's talk about the NBA and PGA Tour. Both look like they are on track to come back. How are they planning on making it happen?
Yeah, the PGA Tour is coming back in a couple of weeks. That probably is one of the more easy sports to bring back because you're outdoors and it's easy to social distance on the golf course. I have not heard they're going to allow the same number of fans they normally allow to come in. Basketball, it's really looking like basketball is going to get going. The question is just how many teams. They're talking about 30 teams, 22 teams. You know, they don't know how many teams. There will be a little controversy if all the teams aren't allowed back.
And yeah, and that will definitely affect the Charlotte Hornets. And talking about ratings and golf, 5.8 million people watch. Who was it? Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods, Brady, and Phil Mickelson. That was a lot of viewers.
Yeah, it was the highest rated cable golf event since Tiger Woods came back from his scandal in 2010.
Well, Langston, thanks for joining us for Time Out for Sports.
Sure, no problem.
Langston Wirtz, Jr. is a veteran sports writer for the Charlotte Observer.